Brother's already said, we trust you will pray.
Yes, sir.
Lord, help us for a few minutes of time. I was thinking this morning as we try to get along, pray, just how serious this thing really is.
Oh, yes, preacher.
We're not playing games.
Right.
And I thought about this pulpit.
Oh, yes.
It's a serious place.
Yes, sir.
And I want to do my best. I ain't much, but the Lord only requires our best.
Hey. Go ahead, preacher.
And it may not measure up to someone else, but as long as he's satisfied,
hey.
That's all that matters.
That's right.
And I feel it's so serious.
Yes, sir.
See, someday we got to give an account. And so you pray, Lord, help us. I don't ever have nothing new to preach to people, just the old. And it'll work if we, the Holy Ghost of God, get in it. And but I saw, Lord, I've studied on this the last two or three days. I don't know if I've ever preached on it before or not, but I've seen some things I'd like to just share with you for a few minutes of time. In the book of St. Luke's Gospel, you all know the story real well. St. Luke chapter 9, if you'd like to read with us, we'll start reading with verse 2. It said, after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elias and Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said, Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 tabernacles. One for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of that cloud saying, this is my beloved Son, hear him.
Yep.
You may be seated. Lord showed me some things in this, and it blessed me, and I hope it'll help you. But you know it said, and Jesus took them up into a high mountain.
Yes, sir.
I thought about that. And I thought about this. See, he didn't say he took them just to a mountain. But notice he took them to a high mountain.
Oh, yes.
And Matthew, Mark, and Luke all recorded this.
Yep.
But they worded it a little bit different. Each one of them did. But there's one thing, or there's different things I noticed. But the Bible said that it was a high mountain.
Right.
And I thought about that high mountain and how it was. And one day the Lord just said to them, said, let's go up on this mountain.
Go ahead, preacher.
Now, I wondered about how high that mountain was. And I thought about this. It took some effort. I don't know how long it took them to get up there, but it was a high mountain. And they were men like you and I. And no doubt in my mind, they were tired when they got there. They climbed that mountain. But you know, it was worth it when they got there. And I thought about that. And I thought about this. You know, if we have a good meeting, it's got to put forth an effort. It just don't happen. Whole time meetings just don't happen. They take some work. It takes some effort. It takes somebody being obedient to the Lord. And I don't know where them other disciples was at, but the Bible says he took Peter, James, and John. He took these fellows to the high mountain. And they got up there. Now, I don't know what all maybe took place, but after a while, I don't know how long they'd been there. The Bible don't say how many hours that they spent there on that mountain. I don't know that. But as far as I know, the Lord did not tell them what all was going to take place up there. But think of it is, when he said, let's go up there to that mountain, brother, they went. And I'm glad that the Lord, he knew all about what was going to happen. I thought about this, Brother Kevin. They had the Old Testament scriptures back in that day. They knew about that. And the Bible said that after a while, I don't know how long they've been there, how long maybe they've been there talking with the Lord. But the Bible said he took them, they were apart. In other words, they got away from the hustle and the bustle of city life. They got away from other folk and got up there, my friend, just along with the Lord. I'm telling you, it's good sometimes, my friend, just get along with him. My friend, just get away somewhere and find your spot. My friend, just get down and talk with the Lord, just you and the Lord. And brother, they was there that day, and no doubt in my mind, Peter would have said the same thing if these folks had just showed up. Brother, no doubt, he was talking to them, and after a while, they some kind of odd looking fellows appeared on the scene. Thank God they never seen them before. No doubt they read about them and they talked about them. But after a while, thank God, these two men, hallelujah, oh Moses and Elias showed up on the scene. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad that the Lord shows up. Thank God. I'm glad he's worthy. Thank God today. Hallelujah to him. Oh, these fellas showed up.
Hey.
And I noticed something. All three of them recorded the same thing. Except Moses and Elias talked to Jesus.
Yeah. All right, brother.
Did you get that?
Yep.
Yes.
He didn't say they talked to Peter and John.
Yeah,
but they talked to Jesus.
Yes.
And one of the writers said what they talked about, but I don't believe that was all of it. But one thing they talked about his death, what he would accomplish at Jerusalem. They talked about that. And I wondered, and I studied this, and just let the Holy Ghost of God, thank God, just reminisce. And I thought about this, Moses and Elias, if somebody ever does something special for you, if you ever saw them, you would thank them for it. Wouldn't you think that? I believe that. I thought about some things. Thank God. Listen, I believe. Thank God, Moses. I believe he said, Lord, I'm so glad. Now listen, for as I know, Moses had never seen Christ in person. But thank God, when he led the children of Israel, he was that cloud that led them a day. He's a pillar of fire that led them a night. I believe he said, Lord, I'm glad. Thank God you led us. Could have done it, but you led us. Thank God through the world. Hallelujah, God. When it's all said and done, we gotta say, Lord, it's you that did the job.
Oh yeah.
I mean, said, Lord, I'm glad for that pillar of fire.
Hallelujah.
I didn't know which way to go.
Yeah.
I'm glad you led us.
Yeah.
You didn't leave me out there.
Right.
Hey, God, you stayed with me. Oh, listen, no doubt in my mind, you ever remember this? Moses been gone a long time.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
God called him up on the Mount Nebo in the last chapter of the book of Deuteronomy.
Right.
He called him up there, and he said, Moses said, I want you to get the look. I'll let you look over the promised land, but he said, you can't go over there. Well, listen, God gave him something better than that. Thank God he got to see the man that made the promised land. Hallelujah to God. Thank God the Bible said he buried him. Moses died and he buried him there in the valley. And no man knoweth his supper unto this day. But thank God on that day, old brother Moses, he showed up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, he said, Lord, I appreciate that. I appreciate that rock. The children of Israel, they were thirsty. There wasn't no water. I know I did it wrong. God told him to speak to the rock. But he smote the rock. He probably said, Lord, I know I shouldn't have done it. But listen, I'm glad for the water that came out. Thank God in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Brother, thank God Paul said Christ was that rock. I say, hallelujah, God. I'm glad to wonder. Peter said, Lord, it's good to be here. Hallelujah, God. It's good to be here this morning. Thank God, I believe he said, Lord, I thank you for it. I thank you for leading us. Thank God, I thank you for the cloud. Thank God, that cloud by day. I couldn't have made it without you. Church, let me say this. We can't make it without him.
Right.
We can't. We don't know which way to go. I'm so glad for the Holy Ghost of God. I'm so glad the Holy Ghost of God, by friend, is real today in our services. Well, we're living in a time now when a lot of folks don't want it. I'll be honest about it. They don't want old-time preaching. They don't want old-time singing. Thank God that's a thing I was raised under. Thank God it's still good today. Hallelujah. And he said, Lord, I'm glad for it. Don't you know, I know some things about that. He may have thanked the Lord for it. The Bible don't say. I believe he did.
Go ahead, preacher.
I kind of believe he thanked the Lord. Now, this first time I saw Christ in person and got to talk to him. Now, he'd been hundreds. And listen, it's hard for me to wrap my mind about that. He'd been hundreds of years.
Yeah, brother.
Moses had been gone a long time.
Right.
He appeared that day.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I don't wonder Peter and John. He didn't talk to them, he talked to Christ.
Hey.
I wondered about that. Wonder why he just talked to Christ. Do you ever think about it? I don't know. But look, I remember Moses had been a long time. Hundreds and hundreds of years had passed. He had an experience that Peter and John never had. He led them through the wilderness, don't succeed. And God, the brother, led them. And Moses, thank God, brother, that Christ was that cloud by day. He was that pillar of fire by night. He was in that rock. Thank God. I'm glad. Hallelujah. I mean, he said, Lord, I thank you for that. He was talking with them. I know Elijah may have spoke up. Said, Lord, I want to thank you for some things.
Yeah, preacher.
Hey, a few things I'd like to thank you for. Let me ask you something. You got anything you want to thank him for?
Oh, yeah.
He might say, Lord, I thank you. I want to thank you for your power.
Hey.
God, I prayed one time. I prayed to you one time. Said, Lord, just shut up heaven. Don't let it rain. You answered my prayer. And Apostle James wrote years later, said, Elias, what a man that sucks us like passion, such as you and I, but yet he prayed. He prayed earnestly that it might not rain. It rained not on the earth for a space of 3 years and 6 months. I mean, said, God, I thank you for that. I praise you for it. Hey, God, for your great power. And I thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. Oh, I thank you, Lord. When you called me one time and told me to go down to the brook. I didn't have a sandwich in my pocket.
Go ahead.
There wasn't no McDonald's. There wasn't nothing around to eat. I thank you, Lord. You told me to go down there and hide by the brook. I did just exactly what you said to do.
Right.
And when it come meal time, you didn't forget me.
Right.
Whoa, listen. That little old raven come flying through there and dropped him something to eat. He said, God, I thank you for it. I believe in all my heart. He thanked the Lord for sparing him for the power that he had and the presence of the Holy Ghost of God. I mean, Lord, I thank you for it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I thank you for that. I thank you for your presence. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your presence. Yes, I thank you for your protection. Amen. You protected me.
Yes,
let me say this, church. We're here today because the Lord's protected us. I read in the Word of God, where the writer of old once said, had it not been for the mercy of the Lord, we'd be consumed. Oh, if he ever took his hand off from us, thank God the devil would kill every one of us. But as you clap, thank God we belong to him. We're in his hands. Hallelujah to God. We all shout about that every once in a while. Hallelujah to him. I be so, Lord, it's good to be here. It's good. It's good to be here. So let us build three tabernacles. Now, they must have been something really special took place. When you get in a good service, I just like to hang around, don't you? Old Peter just wanted to hang around. I thought about that. I don't know. I don't know why I think on these things. But I wonder. You know, like I said, now they talked to Jesus. Now, I don't know if they ever talked to Peter and John or not, but they were listening that day. Hey, I believe they heard everything they were saying.
Sure.
And listen, after a while, it got so good, Peter just spoke up and said, let us build three tabernacles.
Right.
Let's just stay right here where we're at. Oh, listen, I like it when the Holy Ghost of God shows up. He shows up in Sunday school class, shows up in worship service.
Right.
Thank God it makes it good when the Lord shows up. Then he said, Lord, I thank you for your provision. You provided for me. Thank God you brought me bread and flesh in the morning, bread and flesh in the evening. I drank from the brook. After a while, I go look at that brook, go there every day and get me a drink. It just got smaller and smaller every day. And after a while, the brook dried up. Oh, but God said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Don't you notice this? He said, Elijah. He said, Elijah, find a path out of there. I preached one time some things that Elijah did not do. Now listen, he did not pout. He did not, my friend, did all these things. And after a while, he found a path out of there. Said to go to their path. They don't win a woman. God don't have to have the biggest. God don't have to have the greatest. He said they don't win a woman. She'll sustain thee. Hallelujah to God. I don't know if you're enjoying it or not.
Yes,
I am.
Sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Go over there. Yeah, there's a widow woman. He got there. She was picking up some sticks. He said, make me a cake.
Right.
So in other words, let's cake something to eat. She said, I've just got enough meal in the barrel, enough oil. He said, well, I'm going to fix this for me and my son. That'd be it. He said, fix me something first.
Right.
I've learned a long time ago, put him first.
Hey.
He did that. Barrel of meal never wasted.
Never did.
Barrel of oil never run dry.
Right.
Thank God. Well, I believe he said, Lord, I thank you for that. And old Peter said, listen, they was afraid.
Right. Yes, sir.
Think about that. It got scary for them. Think about that service. It got scary. They were afraid. After a while, Jesus told them, said, be not afraid. Don't be afraid. Oh, that comforted them. Amen. They got a confirmation. They got comfort that day in that. Oh, listen, they may have been times, I don't know this, they could have been times of their life when they wondered just who he was.
Right.
You said, preacher, I ain't never wondered. Let me say, John the Baptist did.
Right.
Your circumstances get bad enough sometimes, you may doubt what you've got. Old John the Baptist did. When he got down there in prison, hey, God, listen, I mean, the devil was working him over. Amen. He sent the disciples back, said, you go ask the Lord, is he the one that come, or do we look for another? He said, you go back and tell John some things. He went back and told him, said, John, said that the deaf hears and the sight receive the blind. And he said, the dead is raised. Not like this part. He said, the poor has a gospel preached to them. Thank God, I'm glad that included me. Hallelujah to God. Whoa. Brother, they got a consolation. Then they got a confirmation. a voice thundered from the glory world. They said, this is what that voice said. This is my beloved son. Hear him. I like what brother teacher taught. If you notice what he said, hear him. Don't hear everybody else. You listen to him. What are you talking about, preacher? Now, he was only here for a little while. But when he went away, listen, we're doing the things that Christ said. Paul said, I pray you in Christ instead. Paul did. I pray you in Christ instead. In other words, if he was here, he would say that. But I'm praying in Christ instead. Be ye reconciled unto God. I mean, brother, I'm glad, hallelujah, brother, that we got that word of reconciliation. We can be reconciled back to God. I say hallelujah to him. Whoa, they found out who he really was. God confirmed it twice. When Christ was baptized, Jesus said, this is my beloved son. Then there on Transfiguration, he said the same thing again. Told them twice. That would be enough to convince anybody. Let me say this. We're here today in Christ's stead. You preach this old 1611 King James Bible, you're preaching the same thing that Christ would preach if he's here. I believe that. That's really why it don't need no changing.
Right.
God. He just need believing.
Sure.
Yep. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Amen. Amen. That's how you hear. Amen. Let everyone that have ears to hear, let him hear. Right. When I was a young fella, I used to wonder about that. I know God, everybody got ears. But that wasn't really what he's talking about. He's talking about the heart. Hearing from the heart. You got to hear from the heart. Amen. If it never gets no farther than the years, if it never get down there no farther than that, you'll never get born again. But if it gets down in the heart, you're hearing from the heart, you'll hear him saying, I'll save you if you'll repent. Amen. Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Boy, I feel good this morning.
Amen. Good preaching.
Amen. It's no wonder Peter says, good to be here. Good to be here. I'd like to stay around a while. Amen. But I thought about that mountain, I said. What effort they had put forth to even get there.
What about that?
Did you know sometimes the biggest effort we make is a lot of times the biggest blessing?
Oh, yeah, brother. That's true.
I mean, we're used to sailing along. I thought about our old-time preachers I read about. Way back in the 1800s, I read about one fellow. He's a Methodist circuit rider. He talked about in his book, he talked about how his feet would sometimes freeze in the stirrups.
Oh, yeah.
Going somewhere to preach. Oh, listen. Faith ever, anybody got a reward, them fellows has.
Oh, yes, brother.
Amen. I mean, yet they love God enough. They love people enough.
You're right.
I'm praying they was willing to go regardless of the weather, regardless how bad it might have been outside. There's a little bunch of people somewhere that's waiting on them. Amen. And God honored that. Oh, he honored that. Didn't even have church houses. Let me say this. I don't know why, but it's all right.
I'm the Lord, preacher. Yes, sir.
We're spoiled.
Yeah.
They didn't even have buildings sufficient to hold meetings in the wintertime.
Right, yeah, that's true.
If you want to read about Fellowship Baptist Church down there, in fact, you ought to get that book and read it. When they first started, they didn't have a building fit to even have service in. Bad. Methodist, same way. They didn't have nothing.
Right.
But they gathered together. Amen. Sometime under an oak tree somewhere. Holy Ghost of God would show up. People get born again. They's looking to the future. Them old fellows was that someday things would be better. Now you and I enjoy a good warm place. and carpet on the floor, padded pews. Thank God we all shout every once in a while, God, we're enjoying this thing our forefathers didn't get to. We all say, Lord, it's good to be here.
That's right.
It's good to be here. Amen. Well, I'm just tired. Amen. I'll give you what God gave me. And I'll never forget what Brother Don Hines said one time. He's a preacher friend of mine. Y'all know since she was daddy, me and him good buddies, good friends. If Don said this one time, I may have said something that it wasn't much or something like that. Brother Don, he said, if it's from the Lord, it's much. It's worth a lot. That's, man, that's all that matters, where it comes from. Amen. I realize I can't preach like these other preachers, but amen, I do my best. What little health I've got left, what little strength I've got left. Brother, one of these days, I'll preach my last one.
Sure.
Amen. Right. Going home, maybe today.
Right.
Maybe today. I love you. Come on, Pastor.
Let's stand our feet up so you come.